Welcome to Community Focus. I'm Brianne Loving. Let me tell you something about myself. I love live theater. Whether it's watching a local community theater performance, attending a Broadway musical, or actually performing in a show, and that's right, I said performing. I can act a little bit. But the theater is simply inspiring. Well, recently I found myself attending a show at the Backdoor Theater in Wichita Falls, and I have to say I was simply blown away by the performance. So blown away that I decided to invite them on my show.
It's nice to sit on the couch, and it's nice to, you know, pull up some Netflix or even sometimes go to the movie theater, but even more so, it's when you get out and you really see live theater, you're seeing the actual creative process. You're seeing what's being actually filmed, so to speak, on a TV show.
So all of this and more right here on Community Focus. The Backdoor Theater in Wichita Falls is a nonprofit community theater that is well known for producing top-notch style productions. And when you go there, it's an experience to say the least. The shows, from what I know and what I hear, are amazing, and it's located in the heart of downtown Wichita Falls. So joining me in the studio to tell us more about this theater, the experience, and their upcoming season is Michael Sherry. Thanks for coming, Michael, or thanks for joining me on the line.
Thanks for having me here.
All right. Well, Michael, can you tell me a little bit about yourself and how you came to the theater and what it is you do there?
Sure. I first came to Backdoor when I was visiting Wichita Falls on a couple of spring breaks. Originally, I was came to Wichita Falls to dance for the Wichita Falls Ballet Theater a few years back as one of their company members. And I would come in to just look for night entertainment, and they would be having shows down at the Backdoor Theater. So I think the first show I saw down there was Victor Victoria, and then there was another show they did, Spelling Bee. And then finally, later on, I ended up moving down here as a full-time company member for the Ballet Theater, and they started doing Jekyll and Hyde, which is a musical by Frank Wildhorn. Gail Brundage, who was one of the theater's founders, was directing that show, and my wife was actually cast in the ensemble. So I went to go see the show, and ever since then, I kind of met the Backdoor Theater family and started coming back for more, seeing more shows, and kind of just networking with some of the people here. After that, they had an interview for an artistic director position down here. Theater's my life, and I've always wanted to get more and kind of give back to the theater and see which ways that we can help Backdoor grow, and just some of my previous experience related to the performing arts, just wanted to give back, so one thing led to another, and now about a year and a half later, I've been the artistic director at Backdoor Theater. So
that's how you got there. Well, I want to switch gears, and I want to talk about some of the history of the Backdoor Theater, and the reason why I say this, I was there on Valentine's Day. I went to see Les Mis, and my friend and I, we parked in the back, and I'm so glad we did because I was able to walk up the street and see just this beautiful mural on the side of the building. Automatically, I knew this place, there's something unique about it. It's artistic. I mean, it just, yeah. It had character. And I want to know about the history of the Backdoor Theater.
Sure. Backdoor Theater originally started not even at our 501 Indiana location. It started at what's now known as the Weeks Mansion. It's off of Kell Boulevard in Wichita Falls. And really, the only way that you would get in there was to enter through the back door. And then you'd perform downstairs in this basement of this giant mansion. And that's how it got the name Backdoor. Later on, that was in 1971, and later in 1976, they bought the People's Ice House, which is located at 501 Indiana, which is our now current spot. And we've been here ever since then. So next year, 2016, this building will be celebrating its 40th year as a Backdoor Theater's, Wichita Falls Backdoor Players home.
To sum it all up, what makes the experience unique there at the Backdoor Theater?
It's a place where you experience more. It's not just about the show. It's not just about being entertained. It's about actually an experience. Whether it be on the main stage and you literally feel the emotions that the actors are going through, or it be on the dinner stage getting together with a group of people who you haven't seen in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just, okay, we're going to sit down, we're going to watch a show, we're going to be entertained, ha, 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 it's over and done with. We really want to try to create lasting experiences. So it's more than entertainment is really what Backdoor Theater is. It's much more than that.
And I saw that with people. You know, one of my favorite things to do is whenever I'm in any type of theater, whether it be Broadway or just, you know, something, a very small, tiny production, I love to watch the reaction of the audience. And when I was there, I could see that. I could see that this story, the way that it was performed, was making a lasting effect on even the children that were in the audience. I think I saw, you know, a 10-year-old girl, maybe she wasn't even that old, and you could tell at first she didn't want to be there, like most kids. You know, some kids aren't interested in that, but as she sat there and watched the production, she just kind of came alive, and she really got into the story, and I was thinking, what a rich experience for her to sit there, and so you could tell that it was changing her and other audience members as well. Now, what I wanted to ask you about was the seasonal lineup. What do you guys have coming up? When I look at your emails, it looks like you guys have some really great shows, but tell us what's coming up in the future.
We have Rent, the musical, is coming to our main stage.
Uh-huh.
So that's going to be fun. That'll happen in October. And then we also have in December is a show called Over the River and Through the Woods.
Okay.
And if you've seen the movie Moonstruck, and if you've seen the movie While You Were Sleeping, then you're going to love this one.
Well, I want to talk about auditions. Now, every time I turn around, you guys always have a casting call for people. What are you guys looking for in these auditions, and where can they go?
To be honest with you, a lot of times there's no pre-experience required for any of our auditions. We encourage anyone who has a thirst and a love for performing to come on down. Sometimes throughout the year, we schedule out master classes where we actually inform members of the community what we're looking for, a specific show, if that be the case, or what we're just looking for in general. And also gives them a chance to brush up on their chops. If people have never been to an audition before and they don't know what the term cold read is, well, that's normally when someone gets handed a script for the first time and you have to either do a monologue or do some dialogue and bring some character to it. But if you've never had a chance before, then sometimes we try to offer a couple of master classes just to prep people for the season at hand. But normally we post our auditions on our website and on our Facebook page as well.
Well, before we go, Michael, is there anything that you'd like to add that we didn't cover?
I just think that Backdoor Theater is one of those unique theaters in town. It's kind of we have a couple of different slogans down here. Some are good, some are bad. But one of the ones we say, you know, the theater we love in the heart of downtown. And one of the other things that we also say about Backdoor is it's like one of the best kept secrets, unfortunately. And that's an unfortunate slogan that we kind of have just because not that many people know about it. And there's nothing quite like live entertainment, though. It's nice to sit on the couch, and it's nice to, you know, pull up some Netflix or even sometimes go to the movie theater. But even more so, it's when you get out and you really see live theater, you're seeing the actual creative process. You're seeing what's being actually filmed, so to speak, on a TV show or what's being filmed in a movie. You're actually seeing that in front of your face as opposed to through your TV screen.
Well, Michael, I so appreciate you coming and joining us to talk about the Backdoor Theater. Thank you for extending your invitation.
No, thank you so much. It's been fantastic.
Yes, thank you for extending your invitation to me and then to my audience. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can learn more about the Backdoor Theater at backdoortheater.com. So check out their performance schedule for this season. And it looks like it's about that time. So, hey, thanks for joining me on Community Focus right here on KCCU.